According to a release provided by the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU of Massachusetts, and the National Union, along with attorney Alex Phillipson, submitted a friend of the court brief on a state Supreme Judicial Court case, the Commonwealth v. Pacheco. The ACLU is arguing that those sharing decriminalized amounts of marijuana should not be charged with distribution, whether there is money exchanged or not. Matthew Siegel, legal director for the ACLU of Massachusetts, explains.
The Commonwealth is taking the position that all sharing of marijuana is criminal distribution. It makes you essentially a drug dealer. And what we're saying, and what we've said, is that sharing marijuana does not amount to criminal distribution.
Siegel pointed to the 2008 law approved by 65% of Massachusetts voters that decriminalized marijuana. Under current law, those in possession of up to 1 ounce of pot can be subject to a punishable fine, but it's not considered a criminal offense. Siegel continues.
According to the law, it's the will of the voters that determines what distribution means in Massachusetts. And we're pretty confident that the voters who agreed to decriminalization in 2008 did not want that vote to be undermined by the Commonwealth's interpretation that sharing is distribution.
On the Supreme Judicial Court's webpage, the amicus announcement for Commonwealth v. Pacheco reads in part, quote, "The issues presented are whether the sharing of a non-criminal quantity of marijuana for the purpose of smoking it constitutes unlawful distribution of the substance, and whether the discovery of a non-criminal quantity of marijuana in a car's passenger compartment justifies a further search of the car's trunk and its contents," unquote. In their release, the ACLU said Pacheco stems from an incident after voters decriminalized marijuana, when a state trooper expanded the search of a vehicle after the discovery of a small baggie containing less than 1 ounce of pot. The ACLU considers this search unlawful. Siegel also referred to a 2007 case in Berkshire County, the Commonwealth v. Mitchell Lawrence. According to court documents, the defendant was found guilty of selling a small amount of marijuana, less than the now decriminalized 1 ounce, for $20 to an undercover law enforcement officer. Siegel said this is an example that now, after decriminalization was passed, the Commonwealth needs to change its stance on pot.
You know, our point in filing this brief is, no matter what you think of that decision in 2007, it's clearly not the right decision for 2012. Now that we have seen the decriminalization of marijuana possession.
Berkshire County District Attorney David Capeless chose not to comment on the ACLU's friend of the court brief on Commonwealth v. Pacheco, but as reported by the Boston Globe, Cape and Islands District Attorney and Vice President of the Massachusetts District Attorneys Association, Michael O'Keefe, said that the ACLU's call was, quote, "a kind of incremental attempt to water the law down." Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.